What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Hillyinzer Wrestling Podcast. Happy Royal Rumble Sunday. It is probably my favorite Sunday, given if the Steelers are not playing in the Super Bowl, of course. my favorite big event Sunday. I really enjoy the Royal Rumble. It's probably my favorite pay-per-view because of the excitement and everything that goes along with it, with the Rumble polls, which I drew 5 in 2 men's Royal Rumble polls, and I drew 16 in the women's Royal Rumble pool. So I don't know about the men's Royal Rumble pool. unless I get a really good superstar that I think has a shot going all the way. But we'll get to my predictions here in a little bit there. 16, I feel very good. I feel very good at 16. I feel like somebody could win it at 16. So, in the women. So, we'll see about that one, though. thank you for everybody that entered the Royal Rumble poll for the Hillyinzer. We had about 20 entries. We didn't get the full 30 this year. What I did is the entry, if you did enter your number, I posted on the Facebook page. You have been entered in both Royal Rumble polls with your number. And if that number wins, you win a $25 gift card to a place. I mean, I might make it up to, I might do it to WWE. I might do it to like WWE shop. I might do it to like maybe just do a $25 Visa gift card so that you can do whatever you want with it. More than likely, I'll probably do that because everybody has different likes and different things they enjoy and stuff. So we'll go that route there possibly. But if I win, at number 5 in either one, I will put everybody's name in a hat and then I'll draw a winner that way. Or if a number that we did not, the number that did not get drawn, I'll put everybody's name in a hat and I'll draw a winner that way. So we'll do it that way for that. But again, thank you everybody that, again, entered, and good luck to all you guys on that as well too. I thought I'd come out and talk about, do my Royal Rumble predictions. And then we also, I'm going to first start, we'll get to that here in a little bit, but I first want to talk about NXT TakeOver and how I felt about the show last night, which overall, I thought it was a good show. I thought it was a very good TakeOver. I'm going to say this, and a lot of people might not agree with me with this. I still think NXT TakeOver UK, their first one, was better than this TakeOver. I thought there was a lot more excitement going on with the whole Finn coming out and the tag team match, which was a very good match. Was the best match of NXT TakeOvers this year so far. So, I mean, we've only had 2 so far, so let's buckle in there real quick and enjoy the ride real quick because there's probably going to be a couple other good matches. But, I mean, comparing it that match to it's real close. That tag team match and Ricochet and Johnny Gargano. I'll probably have to go back and watch both of them again and get another opinion. So we'll come back and venture that later on for that. So, but yeah, I enjoyed it. It told a great story, not just a individual match story, but an overall story. Everybody's going, like, how the wrestlers are developing and where they're going here in the future in NXT and onto the main roster. I know we all get scared about when our favorite NXT superstar goes up to the main roster because it usually means they got a seat in Titus Catering. So hopefully that has not happened for some of the people we think they're going to get called up here eventually, but we'll see. The show kicked off with the NXT Tag Team Championships with the Undisputed Era, Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong taking on War Raiders, aka War Machine. Mom called him War Machine, I'm gonna call him War Machine. Kicked off that. I'll tell you what, Rowe and Hanson had the most winning entrance ever. I was like, man, they ain't losing this. This is impossible. It was kind of like when Drew McIntyre won the NXT title and he had that whole Scottish band playing. I was like, hey, he's not losing. There's no way. So, yeah, So they came out to that match. And that match is hard-hitting. And it's a different type of match. It was a different type of match than the other ones on the card. It just went out. Rowan was flying all over the place. I'm not going to go through a whole move by move. I mean, if you're listening to the podcast, you probably watched it yesterday. If not, probably got WWE Network. You'll probably go back and watch it. But I'll tell you what. Rowan's going to be a superstar. Even if it's going to be in the tag team division or if it's going to be in a singles competitor, I feel that he's the Shawn Michaels of the group. And we know Hansen can move for a big man. He was taking a lot of bumps and stuff also, but I feel like Rowan's could be the star of the two. Back and forth, they kicked out a high-low. Hansen kicked out a high-low, which they made a big point of saying that no one's ever kicked out a high-low. That's another sign they were probably going to win this match. Tail end of the match, Rowan Hansen hit their top rope, leg drop from the top, got the 1-2-3, and they became NXT Tag Team Champions for the first time. Now, I don't know where they're going to go with that tag team division in NXT, because now you got to find a contender for the War Raiders. Now, who is that going to be? I was thinking to myself of the tag teams that are in NXT right now, and I'm just like, who can compete with the War Raiders? I mean, you got Street Profits, you got the Forgotten Sons, which I almost forgot them right there. Eichner and Bartel could be a possibility. You got Oney Larkin and Danny Burch. They could be in the mix. Undisputed Era. But I think there could be a tag team. Maybe there might come in. Where they might have to create some more tag teams for this. For to build a contender for them. Unless you're going to get the rematch of... Undisputed Era taking on War Raiders. Or they might form a different team. Maybe Dream and Velveteen Dream and Ricochet become a tag team. Or they can always form two teams like in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. I think the Dusty Rhodes Classic ties to WrestleMania weekend. So they can always create a tag team that way. I wouldn't mind seeing like a team get formed of Keith Lee and Matt Riddle. That'd probably be a really good tag team. That might be a very good tag team there. Or even if Cash Zona like snaps out what he's doing right now, if he doesn't get called up to the main roster. Cash Zona and Keith Lee would all, like before the feud happened, I always thought maybe they'd be a really good tag team. But yeah, but we do have the War Raiders as new tag team champions. And we'll see where this goes for Undisputed Era. I know that everybody wanted them to win the belts. Like, wanted them to keep the belts. And then Adam Cole gets the NXT title. Bobby Fish gets the U.S. title. I mean, the North American title. But there's going to be a different story to tell for that. Down the road, I could see the Undisputed Era becoming all of them having the belts, maybe. But we'll see how that goes. The next match was Matt Riddle taking on Cash Zona. Man, I think Matt Riddle's ready for the main roster. He has the look. He has charisma. And that's one of the things they were really worried about him first when he came up to, when he's in the indies, was the fact that, did he have the charisma to cut a promo? But I think he's done a really good job since he's come over to NXT, and I think he's going to continue growing that way. But if they want to put him on the main roster right now, I can see him becoming an Intercontinental Champion, U.S. Champion, and then going on to maybe battling for the WWE Championship. How good of a program would that be with the new Daniel Bryan and Matt Riddle? That'd be really good. Or anybody, really. You know what I mean? I know Matt Riddle said he wants to be the one to retire Brock, so maybe Matt Riddle wins the Rumble tonight. I don't see that happening, but never know. But yeah, he took on Cashizono, and very hard hit match, back and forth. Matt Riddle took a nasty spill off the apron in Cashizono during the match. That busted his lip open. Matt Riddle ended up winning this match via just throwing hammers, bows to the back of Cashizono's head. Just kept throwing elbows to the back of his head. And Cashizono was first, the ref missed the tap the first time he tapped. The second time he just kept tapping and finally saw the tap. Cashizono tapping out, and Cashizono was still tapping out. I don't know if this was just like him just saying, alright, I'm still tapping, just as like how, like, you know, sometimes they oversell like the move and everything, person that was on the other end of it. But yeah, yeah, so Matt Riddle wins that match. I see Matt Riddle going on. Like I said, I wouldn't mind seeing Matt Riddle and Keith Lee, I was talking about before, forming a tag team in the Dusty Rhodes Classic and then challenging War Raiders, or maybe having a triple threat in there with them, War Raiders, and Undisputed Era. So the next match was probably match of the night, and I felt bad for the final two matches that followed it. Johnny Gargano versus Ricochet. This was a classic. This was really good. I'm going to have to say this match might be up there with Andrade Cien Almas and Johnny Gargano's match TakeOver last year. I still think that tag team match in NXT TakeOver is the best match so far for TakeOvers this year. Real close, like I said, I might have to go back. It might be a tie for me for those two matches. Like, I can't really, like, I like both those matches. Probably my two favorite matches and probably my two picks for ongoing match of the year so far. And they're up there with Andrade Cien Almas and Johnny Gargano last year. Johnny Gargano is Mr. TakeOver. He is the Shawn Michaels of TakeOver. He delivers. Doesn't wrestle a bad match. You won't see a below 4-star match from him in TakeOver. It's his time to shine in that area. And then you add a Ricochet to that. I know people don't like Ricochet because he's Mr. Flippy Flips. And he does all the Flippy Flips. And he doesn't, and there's not really a technical thing to him. And they don't know how he'll survive. Listen, he can go in a ring. He showed tonight he can go in a ring also as well. A lot of great storytelling in this match. From Ricochet right at the beginning saying, which Johnny am I going to get? And he tried to extend his hand out one last time, say, hey, let's have a classic. And Johnny Gargano showed his true colors. What are you going to get? The spots from the outside off the top rope. Ricochet hit like a 450, like off the post. And he went and just did a flip off the post. The man's amazing. Highlight reel. Mr. Highlight Reel. And I know Vince is just drooling to get him up on the main roster because of this. He can just do crazy stuff. I'm telling you, the spot that Andrade and Ray did the first time in their one match, they do it every match now. And it's not exciting as his. So that's the only thing I'm worried about if Ricochet does come with the main roster, if they keep using his same stuff over and over and over. Heck, oh, Vince, see that move. Let's get it again. Let's try to get that same reaction sometimes. It kind of waters it down instead of just letting him go out and just bring something new to the table in these matches. But tail end of the match, again, everybody's seen the match. I don't need to go by match by match. Tail end of the match, Johnny went to rip up the ring apron and exposed the hard ground, kind of like what Ciampa does. And it looked like at first he kind of snapped out of it, and he didn't want to do that. And he's like, okay, I'm not going to do that. And then came back in, Ricochet reversed it, put the Johnny Escape or Gargano Escape onto Johnny Gargano himself. That kind of set him over the edge. They go outside, he hits a suplex onto the exposed concrete on the ground underneath the ring apron, brings him back in, hits his over the top rope DDT. 1, 2, 3. Johnny Gargano is now your new North American champion. finally has singles gold. This changed my whole aspect. I did not think they were going to have Jungler going to win. I still think there was... I really thought Aleister Black was going to win the main event. It could lead to Cole versus Aleister Black for the title. But now I do have some other things I now see, in which I talked to my roommate Ed last night about. And we were watching TakeOver last night. I talked to him about it. And I was like, I see something they might do that... They tried to find new stuff they're going to do. A lot of people say, oh, this is going to be, this might not happen until next year. No, this happened to Mania. This is definitely happened to Mania. But I'll talk about when we get to that main event here in a little bit. But yeah, I felt bad for these next two matches. I had to follow that because that was just a great match. Really great match. John Gargano always delivers. Next is for the Women's NXT Championship. Shayna Baszler taking on Bianca Belair. Earlier in the pre-show, Sam Roberts, I don't know if he was just, somebody was telling him to start talking about Bianca Belair saying she wasn't going to be ready, or what, because he looked kind of like he didn't want to say it, but he kept like, I don't really want to say this, I don't agree with it, but I'm going to say it anyway, kind of that way. You know, you have that moment, you're like, I'm going to say this anyway, it might offend some people, might get people upset, which it got Bianca mad, because she told Mr. Roberts to kiss her rear end. She told him to kiss her rear end after the match and everything, after like a post-interview thing there, shoot interview. But he said like she might not be ready for this. She's not ready. Shayna is way above her and everything like this. And I felt like this match was not a match. And I said it in the predictions. I feel like WWE builds streaks up to help advance other people. They don't build streaks for somebody to build their legacy. Sometimes they build a streak for somebody to build their own, another legacy. I don't think the Undertaker streak, maybe minus the Undertaker streak, maybe that might be an exception. But no, I think they used that streak to make Brock Lesnar a monster. See how dominant he was. They use Oscar's streak to enhance Charlotte. Then they use Bianca's undefeated streak to help Shayna Baszler show how dominant she is. I'm going to touch a little bit quick here because I do want to get into predictions. Got a lot of stuff to do before the Rumble comes on today. But it showed a lot. Bianca had on beautiful gear. She had herself on the gear. That's some Young Buck stuff right there. on her gear. So I was like, oh man, she has some winning gear on. I don't know. Maybe she is going to win this. But started out with her in the match saying I'm undefeated, Shayna Baszler telling she's overrated, back and forth. Her hair got used against her. I think that's the first time I've ever seen somebody use her hair against her, where Shayna took her hair and threw it into the ring post. We had a ref bump. The ref bump was where, and then she hit KOD, and was going to 1-2-3, and she looked frustrated at point when she's like, I know what to do. Should I go help the ref up? Should I just continue pounding on her, continue controlling the match until the ref wakes up? Might have showed inexperience there for that. She also caught Shayna with a nasty, looks like a little cut from the hair. Like when she gave her a whip, there was a little gash there on the side of for Shayna Baszler. But the match, like we all predicted, the horsewoman, Maria and Jessamyn Duke, got involved. She took care of those. Ref woke up. Baszler then put her in the rear face chicken wing, like her move. But it showed Bianca's strength, where they showcased her strength. And she was able to suplex out of the first one. And then she went to go hit the 450 splash, got distracted by Marina. And then she got caught the second time. She powered out, stood out of it, but it was still too much. Showed her strength. She passed out, and Shayna Baszler retains her NXT championship. Now the question is, where do they go from here with Shayna? Where do they go here with Bianca Belair? I think there's going to be a rematch at TakeOver in New York. I think there's going to be a rematch. I think they'll have a rematch, and then they will go from there with the rematch, and that's where maybe you'll see Bianca become the champion and Shayna Baszler gets called up then and takes over Ronda Rousey's role, maybe. takes over her role. Ronda takes a break for a little bit, dominates. Ronda then comes back. Boom, we got the Horsewoman, Horsewoman of Survivor Series. That'd be perfect. That'd be perfect. Shayna steps into that role. You can bring Shafir and Duke up. I know people are like saying like they're Jessamyn Duke maybe Furlong and Shafira, but if they're just going to be like the flunkies to Baszler for right now, they get better in the ring. Be the best way to train on the fly. Just have them train up in the main roster, have them occasionally go and learn stuff as they go on, and then by the time Ronda does come back. Because she's coming back. Or, like, she's probably going to take a break. She's probably like, yeah, this first year was crazy to me. She probably didn't realize it was going to be this much. And she probably wants to take a break for a little bit. And don't blame her. She's the number one star on the women's roster. And she's going to take a break for a little bit. She's going to go. I don't know if it's starting family or anything. But she's going to take a little time off. Then come back right around SummerSlam. And start this program for the Horsewoman. That's just my opinion. But you got to, now, just like the tag teams now, the tag team division, going back to Baszler, you got to find another contender if it's not going to be Bianca Belair. Is it going to be Kairi Sane and Io Shirai? I think they're going to put them as a tag team. I think they're really going to put them as a tag team, jumping Bomb Angels too, and have them go for the tag team titles. A lot of people's like, well, Io might be coming the women's champion. Nah, I think they're going to go for tag team gold, and maybe down the road split off, maybe down the road split off and then go for other golds. Because right now they have Asuka controlling that one spot, and it's going to be some time there. But having them as tag teams might be a kind of a good thing to get them up on the main roster, because they're both main roster ready also as well. I think they're main roster ready as well too. So now you got to figure out who's going to be the next contender. Even after if Bianca wins the title at the next takeover, is it going to be Candice LeRae? Her? I mean, you got Mia Yim. I'm trying to think who else right now. A lot of the new women that come in there right now. I mean, because Lacey Evans and Nikki Cross have gone up. So now you got to build a contender now for that as well, too. So, kind of interesting. It'll be kind of interesting to see where that goes. And then the final match of the evening, which was for the NXT Championship, Aleister Black taking on the champion, Tommaso Ciampa. Pretty good match. And it wasn't as good as the matches they had at the last TakeOver, but it was pretty good. It was probably the third best match of the night. If I was rating the matches, I would go Gargano, the tag team match. This match, Aleister Black and Ciampa. Shayna Baszler and Bianca, and then Ono and Riddle. I'd probably go that order in the matches. But started out real fast pace. The story of this was the injured leg of Aleister Black that got injured when Tommaso Ciampa threw him into the steps and then did a snap suplex and his leg whipped off the steps. So they played that off the whole time. Funny moment there when Ciampa was taking a drink of water that he got from the stage, from the Spanish table, and Aleister Black kicked him right as he's taking a drink and water flew everywhere, which was going to tell a story later on, which I don't know if it was purpose or non-purpose, but but back and forth, the whole story was Aleister Black, his plant leg, when he does Black Mask, he couldn't get it the full way off. They went back and forth. Ciampa did his patented, supposed the bottom of the underneath the mat, ring mat, underneath the apron. So, not the apron. I'm sorry, the ground there. Took the padding there away. He pulled that away. Tell in. He hits one of his falling angels, which is kind of funny. He's his fallen angel, and then there's a guy that calls his the one wing angel. It's kind of funny. But anyway, hits one. Aleister Black kicked out of that one. Aleister Black did hit a black mass on him, but did not got the full black mass on him. But being smart veteran of Ciampa is, he rolled his tummy. And you can't pin somebody when they're on their stomach. Can't do that. So, brought him back in. He then goes to the outside. He hits a somersault out onto the exposed ground where Ciampa removed the mat. And he tweaked his knee more. Now, knowing that, hey, you're going to injure your knee here, but I guess you go big or go home here. As he's going back into the ring, he slips and falls. He then eats another falling angel, kicks out of that one. But then as he tries to hit Black Mass, he couldn't finish Black Mass. Because he tried to plant, leg gave out, third falling angel, and then Tomas Ciampa hits it. 1, 2, 3, retains his title. As he's walking up to the ramp, out comes Johnny Gargano with the North American title, just as Ciampa said. They look at each other, but it was a weird thing I kept saying. He kept staring at the NXT title to Johnny Gargano. At the end of the day, that's his goal. He wants to be NXT champion. We're going to have champion versus champion at the next takeover, which would mean that the winner would be the first ever Grand Slam NXT champion. Would be the first ever to hold the tag team titles, the North American title. If Ciampa would win, he would hold all three. Or if Gargano wins the NXT title, he would then hold the NXT title and held all three belts. I think, at first there was only Neville. I think the Neville held both. So now with the North American title now, they'll be the first person ever to hold all three titles. And consider them being the greatest NXT superstar of all time. That's what we're going to get. Because I feel Aleister Black's going up to the main roster. He'll be in the Rumble tonight. I feel Velveteen Dream's going to be in the Rumble tonight. And I feel Ricochet's going to be in the Rumble tonight. Be kind of a cool thing. Which I'll get into my predictions here in about a couple minutes. Just wanted to touch base also at the end after they went off and they put up the little logo there, which would have been kind of cool if they would have shown this. Velveteen Dream came out, his music hit. He showed up to the arena. They had him sitting in the crowd as like they always have people. Like they had Tony Storm and Pete Dunne, which theirs was hilarious. Like Tony Storm was touching him and Pete Dunne just gives this like disgusting smirk like, why are you touching me? He put on Instagram and shown in a picture of touching him. He's captured it gross. Pete Dunne's great. I hope he's in a Rumble today. That'd be awesome. He gets out of... If he's number five, he's winning it. If he comes out of five, I'm going to scream until he wins it. And I'll be excited. And I don't care at all. I will go nuts if he comes in a five and he wins the Rumble. But I guess they had Velveteen Dream like is yelling at both of them too, doing the sarcasm clap like, oh, look at you two, best friends again. And then Adam Cole comes out, gets in his face. Ricochet comes out. Aleister Black comes up limping, showing he's still injured. And then they start brawling. They got into it. Aleister Black slaps Gargano. Velveteen Dream slaps Gargano. They start brawling. And then, it kind of separates off. They go to the back. And then all of a sudden, you go to the back. And then they start brawling again in Gorilla. And they split up. Triple H got involved. Start yelling at all three of them to cool it. Keep your heads cool. But I guess after that, they came out to a big curtain call. So I don't know if this is Velveteen Dream's curtain call. Because Aleister Black and Ricochet were holding his hands, and he was in the middle of them both raising his hands. But it could be all three of their curtain call, which that could be also something. That could have been all three of their curtain call. But we'll see. We'll see. But I don't know, like I said, good takeover. As always, takeovers don't deliver. There's never been a bad takeover, even when they were just on the network on a Wednesday. I remember having to sprint home to catch takeovers because they came on right at 8 o'clock when I used to work the 11 to 8:30 shift when I was at the my job. And that was pretty cool. Like, I'd just get home or I'd start playing it. Don't do this. I'd start playing a second. Just listen to the sound. I wouldn't watch or anything. I'd be listening to the sound so I'm not missing anything, hearing stuff going on. Get home, start watching it. So, but yeah, we'll see what happens going forward in NXT. Let's get into the big one. The big one. I think the Royal Rumble is going to be better than TakeOver. Sorry for you NXT super, super hard marks that think NXT... I mean, NXT is great. I love NXT. But it's not going to be better than Rumble tonight already because there's two Royal Rumbles in there. It's not going to be better than Rumble. Plus, you're also getting AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan and Balor versus Brock Lesnar, Becky versus Asuka, Ronda versus Sasha. Right there, it's like... Flair's right there. Six good matches right there. But let's kick it off. The kickoff show, which is going to have a it'll four-way for the Cruiserweight Championship. Buddy Murphy defends against Tozawa, Hideo Itami, and Kalisto, which I don't understand at all. Kalisto's on the main roster. He is fighting in tag team matches. How come? Well, I guess Leo Rush is on the main roster also as well, and he still wrestles, so I guess so, but... Buddy Murphy's keeping his belt. He's gonna keep his belt the whole way to WrestleMania, and he's gonna drop it again to Cedric Alexander, at WrestleMania. The redemption of the reborn of Cedric Alexander, that's gonna happen. There could be a slim chance that Hideo picks up this title. I'll be shocked. That would be my surprise. Be Hideo, because I know they want to do more stuff with Hideo Itami, and then you can always go that route. But I think Buddy Murphy is the truth. This match could be pretty good, but we'll see. Yeah, I got Buddy Murphy retaining his Cruiserweight Championship in this match. The next match on the kickoff show is for the North. it might as well be on Saturday. The U.S. Championship, where it will be Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Rusev on Rusev Day. For the United States Championship, my have the mighty have fallen, where Shinsuke Nakamura was the winner of the Royal Rumble at this time last year. Now he's on the kickoff show, probably going to lose to Rusev, and wow. I mean, they'll probably both be in the Royal Rumble match, but wow, the mighty have fallen. And I don't see, like, everybody's saying what Shinsuke Nakamura is going to do. He's not going to go back to New Japan because he's already moved his family over here and everything. He loves it over here. Maybe he just stay put and just, hey, he enjoys making the money and see what happens. But, yeah. Yeah, Russo's definitely going over in this match for that. And then we get into the main card. Now, I feel that they're probably going to... I was trying to figure out what they would do for the Rumble matches. Because they're not going to have them back-to-back. Because that would just be tiring for the crowd and everything. I feel like they're going to have... Because there's how many regular... I'm trying to see how many regular matches. There's the tag team, both women matches, and both... So there's five matches. So I can see them maybe having the tag team and then the SmackDown match and the women's match happening. Where Becky then can be in the Rumble also that way. And then you have the, you know, then you would have the, after the women's match, then you can have the WWE Championship. You can then have Ronda and Sasha. And then you can have, the men's Rumble. So I think the breakdown is going to be that way. I think it'll be either Becky and Asuka kick off the show, which that's what I would do, actually. I would do Becky and Asuka to kick off the show. Do Becky and Asuka to kick off the show. Then have the tag team match. Then you have the Women's Rumble. And then you come back with after the Women's Rumble, come back with the WWE Championship, which you'll probably do. And then you come in then with Charlotte and, Ronda and Sasha. And then you can do the Universal title match. And then you can do the Men's Rumble. Do it that way for that lineup there. So, but then we'll do it that way. Then we'll do Becky Lynch. We'll be taking on Asuka for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I feel that they can't let Becky lose. But I don't see Asuka just losing the title right now. I could see maybe Charlotte getting involved, maybe distracting her, maybe. Or Asuka just winning. Or they can just do the tough route where Becky doesn't tap out. Like, she just sits there and just fights the Asuka lock for 10 minutes and then just passes out. And then they're like, oh, she's not coming back. And then suddenly she comes back and competes in the Rumble. So, for that instance. So, I got Asuka winning this match and retaining her women's championship on a tough Becky the Man Balboa toughness. Like, kind of like a Stone Cold. Like, kind of like how Stone Cold was baby-faced into this, like, him just passing out the sharpshooter because he lost a lot of blood. So I could see something like that there. Which next match will be for the tag team championships. Shane McMahon and The Miz. Shane Miz or Money Miz or whatever they're going to call themselves. Taking on The Bar. Shane had a vicious bro kick and they both went through a table. And The Bar stood tall. So 50-50 booking, that means that Shane and Miz are about to become tag team champions tonight, which will advance their storyline. Sorry, Bar. The Miz and Shane are about to become tag team champions tonight. Because it's going to lead down to the road to their match at WrestleMania, Shane versus Miz. Which then leads, remember, if you fight a McMahon, you're going to be in the main event at the following WrestleMania. So, if The Miz does happen to fight Shane, he's going to be in the main event next year at WrestleMania. Mark my words. That's how it's going to go. Or if you pair up with, look at this one. If you even partner with a McMahon, you're going to be in the you're going to be in the main event at WrestleMania. So, I got Shane and Miz becoming tag team champions, which... No, Shane will not be a Grand Slam champion yet. Because I think he's held a tag team titles before. He's never held an Intercontinental World Championship, so. Close now. Jeez. next will be the Women's Royal Rumble. Talk a little bit about the Women's Royal Rumble. 30 entrants in this. We know Carmella's number 30, so she's obviously not winning. I think we're going to have, like... I'm going to do something cool here. We're going to go with two legends. I think they're going to be in the Rumble. And then I'm going to go with three or four NXT people that are going to be in the Rumble. Now, I feel that legends, like, I'm not sure if Trish and Lita are going to be in it again. They could be in it. But as surprises, I could say Layla being in it this year. Melina. Being in it this year. She'll get a big pop. She'll definitely get a big pop. No, we're not getting AJ Lee. So everybody can calm their breath. Which would be awesome. I'm not putting it down. I'm not saying it wouldn't be awesome. It'd be the coolest if she got in it. But I don't think she's going to be in it, folks. I think Melina. Layla might be in it this year. Trying to think who else. Maria Kanellis could be in it this year. Was she in last year? No, she's had her babies. She wasn't in this year. She'll be in it this year. NXT-wise, Io Shirai could be in it this year. I think Rhea Ripley's going to be in the Rumble this year. I think Rhea Ripley's going to be in there. Baszler's going to be in it as the NXT Women's Champion. I think she'll be in it. Toni Storm could be in it also as well. Being the UK champion as well. So I'm going to go with the NXT. I'm going to go Baszler. Toni Storm, Rhea Ripley. I'm going to go two from the NXT UK. And then Io Shirai being the big surprises in there also as well. As for the winner of the Royal Rumble, I am going with Ember Moon. I think Ember Moon is going to win the Royal Rumble and challenge Asuka at WrestleMania. I think they're going to go some route, some way. Now, this will be interesting now to also set up what's going to happen for this women's title match later on. So, I got Ember Moon winning the Royal Rumble and going on to challenge Asuka for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Next, we will have the WWE Championship, where it will be Daniel Bryan, the new Daniel Bryan, taking on AJ Styles. Now, the rumor is that AJ Styles will be taking on Randy Orton in a program at WrestleMania. I don't see that being for the WWE Championship. That means Randy Orton's winning this. Well, he doesn't have to win the Rumble. Randy Orton does not. He can get some way, get in his way, get away into the WWE Championship another way if AJ Styles wins. I just feel there's too much to tell with a heel Daniel Bryan. Sometimes I feel Daniel Bryan doesn't need the title with him being a heel, but he just got the title. And him going to Hoyt WrestleMania with that WWE Championship will be golden. And him to fight a new competitor, which could be the winner of the Men's Rumble. Because they might do Brock. They might do Brock and Strowman at WrestleMania. To be honest with you. They might do it at WrestleMania. And that's when Braun becomes finally the Universal Champion. But, there's going to be another route they're going to go. I think that Daniel Bryan can verse the winner of the Royal Rumble. But I mean, that'd be 2 years in a row that the Royal Rumble winner has versus the WWE Champion. But I got Daniel Bryan winning this match. It's going to be another great classic. Could be the match of the night. Daniel Bryan wins and retains his WWE Championship. Next, for the Raw Women's Championship, it will be Ronda Rousey taking on Sasha Banks. Now, I would love to see Sasha win this title tonight. I would love to see her win this title and go on to WrestleMania and do big things. But I feel like her and Bayley are going to be fighting for the tag team championships. This match is for a match for Ronda to build to her resume and to have her have a great match tonight. I think Sasha's going to try to steal the damn show. I'm predicting that Sasha might come out and do a tribute to Eddie tonight. Man, let me tell you this. If she comes out like with a War Raiders entrance, with Chavo driving the lowrider, I don't know, man. I might have changed my prediction right then and there. I might jump on her for 3 seconds, like, changing my prediction. But I feel like she's going to put on a star-studded performance tonight, fall short to Ronda, where then a beatdown happens with the other horsewomen, Charlotte and Becky, which could lead to a WrestleMania match of a triple threat match. But I got Ronda winning this one, keeping the belt, and then getting some way somehow to that triple threat match. Now, the way I pitched a triple threat match earlier this year, I said that they can always go back and revisit 1994 when Lex Luger and Bret Hart both fell out the ring and at the same time, and there was no winner, so they both had to wrestle Ronda. Like, Ronda had to wrestle, they both had to wrestle, Bret Hart and Lex Luger both had to wrestle Yokozuna that year. They could always revisit that. They like to revisit stuff from the past and flip it over to the women's side. They could always go that route also as well. But then I thought about it. I'm like, I think they got to give this somebody to win this match and put this. It's their second women's rumble. It's not like it's the fifth or sixth. Maybe next year they might do something that way. But now I got Ember Moon winning that one. And I got Ronda winning the women's championship. And somehow, some way, we'll get Ronda versus Becky and Charlotte at WrestleMania. I don't think you need it, but there. Next, we have Finn Balor taking on Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. As much as I want Finn Balor to win this match, which would be awesome, Brock's going into WrestleMania with that Universal title, where he will defend it and probably drop it at WrestleMania this time. like he was supposed to do last year, to probably Seth Rollins. I don't think Seth Rollins is going to win the Royal Rumble, but I think he's going to get away to wrestle Brock at WrestleMania. I think it's going to be a way that he's going to wrestle Brock at WrestleMania. I think it's going to be very competitive. I think it's going to be high octane. Again, unless Finn swerved us all and comes out as a demon, then I'm like, all bets are off. But all bets are off. I don't know what's going to happen then. I don't know what's going to happen then. So I don't know what we can go there and see what happens there. But I got Brock Lesnar winning that match and going on to wrestle. Brock Lesnar going on to WrestleMania there. Unless Finn swerved us all and comes out as a demon, then all bets are off. Then which leads us to the Men's Royal Rumble. I'll do what I did in the women. My surprises that I did in the Women's Rumble. My surprises. I think we're going to get a return of Kevin Owens. I think we're going to get a KO return. We're going to get a old school celebrity by the name. Let's see. We're going to get Abyss probably come back. We'll probably get the comedy act. Maybe a Hornswoggle maybe. Get maybe an act there. At nature. But my pick for the Royal Rumble this year, so we can get the match that we need and the match that could happen, I got Rey Mysterio winning the Royal Rumble. I think we're going to get... No, I'm joking. No, we're not going to get that. I mean, it could happen, but I'd rather have Andrade versus Rey at, like, WrestleMania for the United States title. Yeah. So, I am going to pick to win the Royal Rumble. And I sat back and really thought about this and looked back on it. Everybody's picking Seth Rollins. I mean, he's the odds-on favorite to win the Rumble. I think they're swerving us all. I think John Cena's coming out at 29 and he's winning this Royal Rumble. I think he's swerving us all. He's coming out to win this Royal Rumble, and he's wrestling Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. I got John Cena winning the Royal Rumble this year. This will be his, I think that will be his third one. I think he will tie then Stone Cold Steve Austin, and this will lead him on to the quest to get 17. And then he can get 17 where he won the title before New York. He beat Daniel Bryan, which will be an outstanding program. And then you would still have Daniel Bryan, and you would have Daniel Bryan versus John Cena. You would have AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. You can have Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. Maybe a Lars Sullivan take on Braun Strowman match time and away. But my NXT people, as I was talking in the been a long time talking today. As the NXT recap of TakeOver, I think Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, and Aleister Black are also going to be in the Rumble. Probably get a comedy act by Heavy Machinery being in the Rumble. My surprises again, probably see Abyss, Kevin Owens. Yeah, but I think John Cena at the end is going to win the Royal Rumble and go on to WrestleMania to take on Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. I mean, I know, like I said before, it'd be the second time that they would be going on to do that, but it's the match. John Cena needs to end his legacy, and then he can go on to do other things after beating Daniel Bryan. And it'll be a great story. It will be great, as they can tell so much story from when John Cena picked Daniel Bryan and always said this stuff. They can tie in the Bellas into this if they damn well want to. They can do this. This would be a big match because John Cena's name onto it and Daniel Bryan will be a big match going into WrestleMania next year. And then Seth Rollins taking on Brock can happen another way. But, yep, that's who I'm picking. I'm picking John Cena and Ember Moon to win the Royal Rumble this year. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know your guys' predictions. Again, Anchor is an awesome way to have the voice thing, the voice message. Send me a voice message. I'll play your voice message right on the podcast. Send me an email through thehillyunzer@gmail.com. Send me your questions there. I'll read the questions that way. Send them on Twitter at thehillyunzer, on Instagram, or even drop a message on the Facebook page, the Hillyunzer Facebook page, and then definitely go that route. But again, guys, thank you guys for listening. Again, it's, I think, big things for the Hillyunzer Wrestling Podcast in 2019. Be on the lookout. I'm going to start posting, like, with Anchor. They post on a lot of streaming places that podcasts listen on to. So you're going to be able to listen to Hillyunzer anytime. Listen in my terrible voice anytime you want to on any platform. But, hey guys, again, enjoy the Royal Rumble. Good luck to anybody entered into Hillyunzer Royal Rumble pool. And good luck if you're in any other Rumble pools. And, guys, and we'll be talking. I'll probably come on tomorrow and talk about the recap of the Rumble. Until, guys, enjoy it and have a great Sunday. Peace.